Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
I think probably the biggest challenge that most consultants and professional service providers and experts struggle with is self-respect. That may sound surprising, and you may think to yourself, well, I don't have an issue with self-respect. But I'm not talking about confidence here, and I want to make that distinction clear. You may have confidence. I'm not saying that you don't, and if you're good at what you do, I'm sure that you have confidence. But you may still have a self-respect problem, in that you may not have as much self-respect as you ought to have, as you should have, as you need to have, to really take your business to the next level. And here's what I mean by that. Most people struggle with a few very common challenges. Things like raising your fees, right? Charging what your expertise is really truly worth. Things like going out and finding better clients, pursuing clients that are a good fit for your business, a good fit for your expertise, clients that you can do your best work for. Things like focusing in on an area of work that really leverages your skills and your abilities and your expertise and provides you and your clients with the highest return. These are simple things to do in theory and in principle. Raising your fees, finding better clients, focusing in on your most valuable work. I mean, these are simple ideas, but they're difficult to implement. They're difficult to practice. And the reason for that is because often there is a self-respect gap. There's a self-respect gap where you know you want to charge more. You know you want to work with better clients. You know you want to pursue a particular type of work, but you're not quite sure if you can do it. And you might not see it that way. You might not express the obstacle that way. You may put it on your clients. You may say, well, they won't pay. Or there aren't enough of people out there like that. Or, well, they're not willing to engage me in that capacity. You may externalize the problem and put it on them or the market or the client or the buyer or the circumstances. But the truth is, it's a self-respect problem. The truth is, you don't believe you're worth that kind of money. You don't believe that you could be working with those kinds of clients. You don't believe that you should be doing work like that. And that's a complicated problem. Self-respect is not something that's easy to address or resolve. But if there's one thing I think you can do to address the self-respect gap, and again, I want to be clear, I'm not saying you don't have self-respect. I'm sure you do. What I'm saying is you probably don't have enough of it. And if you had more of it, you would be more successful. So how can you get more self-respect? That's a good question. That is the question. I think fundamentally, it comes down to working with your clients to achieve the results that you promised them. That's really what it comes down to. That if you can get results for your clients, then there's no longer any need to get caught up in your own head and to wonder if you're worth it and to wonder if you can charge those kinds of fees and to wonder if you can work with those kinds of clients, because the proof is in the pudding. It's objective. That when a client comes to you and they have a problem and then you solve that problem and you get them that outcome and that's a measurable outcome and you know it and they know it and everybody knows about it, then who's to argue? Who's going to say that you don't have what it takes? Who's to say that, you know, you can't pull it off? You've pulled it off. And so if you don't have those examples, if you don't have those stories, and I'm not talking about marketing, this is not about convincing other people that you're worth it. I want you to convince yourself that you're worth it. If you don't have those stories or those case studies or those testimonials
or those examples of clients that you've gotten results for, that's your problem. That's your problem. You may be able to do it, but you don't have enough of those stories to convince yourself that you can do it. You don't have enough of those stories to convince yourself that you're worth it. And that's the first problem that you need to solve. Now, if you do have those stories and those case studies and those testimonials, and there really is no reason to believe that you can't do it, then you just need to get over it and start charging higher fees and start pursuing better clients and start doing the work that you know you should be doing and the work that you could be doing and the work that you're capable of. Because now you're the only thing that's standing in your own way. You've got the clients, you've got the results, you've got the case studies. You know you can do this because you've done it before. What else are you waiting for? Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.